This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Evan and Tiki here on the fan. We'll get back to calls in a few minutes, but last night I engaged in a very heated conversation with a friend of mine, and I would like to share this conversation with the audience because I have no idea what Tiki Barber is going to think of the situation. Okay. I have no idea what Tommy Lugow is going to think of the situation. But as you may or may not know, last year, a few months ago, the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau as head coach. Mm-hmm. Tom Thibodeau, over the last few days, has been spotted on tours. So a few days ago, he visited the Oklahoma City Thunder, hung out with the players, was talking to head coach Mark Daynault, giving some advice, maybe a NBA Finals scouting report on the Knicks. And then the other day, he was in Boston, and he was meeting with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and the Boston Celtics roster. And a buddy of mine said, Evan, don't you think Tom Thibodeau is being petty? And my response was, well, shouldn't he be? He's bitter he got fired.
Yeah.
My friend responds, he's getting paid a ton of money. Isn't this morally wrong to go out, and I'm going to use the phrase he made, bleep our cousins? And I said, and this is my response, and I stand by this, if Tom Thibodeau is doing something wrong, then James Dolan should sue him. If Tom Thibodeau isn't allowed to talk to the Thunder and talk to the Celtics, then James Dolan and Madison Square Garden, which have been litigious in the past, should tell Tom Thibodeau, breach of contract, we are suing you, or we're not paying you the remainder of your deal. Mm-hmm. My buddy was pissed off. He's like, but it doesn't matter. This is morally wrong for Tom Thibodeau to be prancing around the NBA, basically giving advice to these other teams about beating the New York Knicks.
Is that what he's doing?
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know. I have no idea. Pining for a job, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know. But well, you can't assume that he's just giving away state secrets to the adversary, can you?
I think that is an assumption that fans make. Mikal Bridges was asked earlier today, and he said, no biggie. He didn't actually say no biggie. He didn't quote Tommy, but I would be funny if he did. So let's just go with it. Mm. No biggie. Mm. But I ask you, Tiki, as a former athlete,
This happens all the time. This happens when a coach gets fired and he goes and he becomes a consultant for another team. In the same season he got fired, Robert Saleh. Mm-hmm. Now, the Jets didn't play the San Francisco 49ers, so it doesn't matter. But this happens all the time.
So no big deal to you?
This is no big deal.
You would not be upset about this?
I would not be upset at all. Because what's he going to say? Jalen Brunson can't go to his left? I have no, like, what are we saying here? So if you're going to trap him in the right corner. Like, and that's not even true because he's left-handed. So you know what I mean? So what does it even mean?
Okay.
I think it means absolutely nothing.
Does this bother you, Tommy?
Not at all. First of all, I don't think the Knicks did Tibbs dirty. And he has every right to do whatever he wants post getting let go or being fired.
Agreed.
I'd also like to think that the Knicks would have a new system this year, and there would be
They do have a new system.
So whatever he tells them are the Tibbs trade secrets of beating the Knicks, not the Mike Brown trade secrets,
unless he has
a guy on the inside that's feeding him information, and now we're getting into conspiracy theories.
Right, some Kingsmen who might let the thing slide.
But I would say this, man. Jaylen Brown and the Celtics doing a lot of talking. I think I want another piece of that team. Got a little taste last year. I want the whole carcass this year. I want to see them in the first round. Enough is enough.
Did you hear what Jaylen Brown said about the Knicks?
I did. Basically saying there's no reason we should have lost them.
Yeah. I'm going to play the audio of this. This is Jaylen Brown a couple days ago. Of course, remember this about the Celtics. Jason Tatum is out for most of the season.
Yes.
Could he come back? He could. Will he come back? Maybe, maybe not. Jury is way out on that. Also, Kristaps Porzingis is no longer there, as he was traded away now with Atlanta. Mm-hmm. But Jaylen Brown is now the guy. Listen to what Jaylen Brown said. Play the one about the fans.
Yeah, I'll play that one first.
Listen to what he said about you people listening right now.
Last year, we were a championship team. We won a championship, duck boats, champagne. This year, we got to listen to insufferable Knicks fans.
I think that's actually funny.
Oh, I'm laughing. But
I mean, even Knicks fans, you should think that's funny.
Do you find that funny, Tommy?
Why not?
Not really.
You lost. They lost.
I know, but you know what?
You're supposed to be insufferable to a team you beat. Of course. You're the defending champions, and you lost to the Knicks. You better be insufferable to the Boston Celtic player.
The clip we're about to play now, I think, annoys me more, and maybe I just marry the two clips together.
Here's more from Jaylen Brown. Go ahead.
To be honest, it's a head scratcher. I don't know how we lost the first two games at home to the Knicks.
You know what? Can I defend Jaylen Brown for a second?
Who cares? He's right.
He is right. Like, it was a head scratcher that they blew massive leads in both games. I'm not exonerating them. Screw them, and you beat them. You beat them fair and square,
right.
And you beat them even before Jason Tatum got hurt. So no one should take anything away from the Knicks, but it was a head scratcher.
All right, I'll take my Nick fandom out of this. I'll be an IBO. Here's the answer. You were arrogant. You chucked up a ton of threes.
Yes.
And you didn't exploit the Knicks defensively, which is Brunson and Cat. That's how you lost.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that part out.
Yeah, but they did have a 20-point lead.
I know, but they were arrogant about it. That's why you lost. So you should know that. So, you know, keep the Knicks name out your mouth, basically. Enough.
So between those two quotes from Jaylen Brown, I want to get this straight. The head scratcher thing bothers you more than him calling you guys insufferable?
I know we're insufferable.
Okay.
That we know. I actually enjoy being insufferable.
Exactly. You shouldn't be upset about that. You should take pride in that because that's what New York fans do.
Yeah.
And we beat you when we're not supposed to, you're going to hear about it.
And Jaylen, let me tell you something. Your fan base is as insufferable as anybody. I mean, Boston fans, whether it's about the Red Sox or the Patriots or the Celtics, they're the freaking worst.
The Celtic fans are tough to take here because I keep hearing that Tatum's coming back for the playoffs. They're ready. I want them again. First round. I want them bad. I want to go up to Boston again and actually get a W this time.
Tommy, I'm going to give you this preview.
Okay.
You know how careful I am about NBA predictions,
mm-hmm.
how much thought I put into NBA predictions. I will release a whole document tonight on social media, but I will give you the thumbnail coming up at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you this prediction before giving you any results. In my in-depth predictions, the New York Knicks will face the Boston Celtics in the NBA playoffs. I'll give you that.
We're sharing a brain.
I'll give you that.
Love it. Well, now, what do you mean you'll give us that? What is that?
I will get into the results later. I'll break that down at 6 o'clock. We'll do a nice little NBA preview, nice little 5-minute NBA preview. But that's the one sneak peek I'll give you. The other sneak peek I'll give you is that the Brooklyn Nets will not make the playoffs. That's the other one. Those are my two.
That's
my
genius.
Two little.
That is genius.
The Nets still in the league.
That's my two previews. We'll get to that later. And Tiki Barber at 6 o'clock. You don't have to go as in-depth as me, but do you have an NBA Finals prediction that you will reveal at 6 p.m. tonight?
Yes.
Okay. We're all going to do that tonight at 6 o'clock. I can't wait. Because this is the night to do it. It's the NBA season. I know the Knicks don't play till tomorrow. I get it. Maybe you're not as into this evening's action. OKC versus Houston. LA versus
what
Golden
time
State.
The games even start?
7:30.
10 o'clock?
It's on the Peacock.
I know.
Do you know?
I do, because we talked about it earlier.
I'm fired up for it.
I looked it up.
Just the Peacock?
I am, but I'm not.
What was that?
Just the Peacock?
I told you got Peacock! I don't know if it's just Peacock. I think it's NBC. I think it's NBC.
Already a major red flag for the NBA season.
I don't want to get Peacock!
We were talking about that briefly earlier. There's no East Coast teams playing.
It's on NBC and Peacock.
So it is regular NBC.
My under.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Standing of the NBA package. Is that on Tuesday nights, there are going to be two games. But they're going to be...
Every week.
Every Tuesday, there'll be two games, but they're going to be regionalized. This week is a full-blown doubleheader.
Because it's opening night.
Correct. And then once the football season is over, they're going to take over Sunday night. And so Sunday night football will morph into Sunday night basketball. How about that?
Peacock.
So that's Peacock and NBC starting tonight. Let's get back to your football stuff, though. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
What's up? Yeah, so preface this, you know, I'm actually not a Jets fan. I'm a 49ers fan. Been a fan of 49ers since I was a little kid, since my dad's cousin got drafted by them and whatnot and played for them.
But, nice.
Yeah, you guys actually probably know him. I just don't want to say his name on the air.
That's
all
good.
Just a little hint. He picked off Boomer Esiason in the Super Bowl. So it won't be hard to look up.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
So anyways, Woody Johnson does not care about you Jets fans, all right? Listen up. The Jets have not made the playoffs since 2011. The team was worth $1.1 billion. Today, they're worth $9.1 billion. The team's gone up $8 billion in value since they last played a playoff game. Mm. They go up $1.5 million a day. He's not selling the team. He's making money hand over fist. And I just hate to break it to you Jets fans, but I feel bad for you.
Well, John.
So bad that in this upcoming draft, you guys should actually just draft two quarterbacks. Use your first and second round pick. Because, look, this is a very deep quarterback draft. There's about 10 quarterbacks that are projected to go in the first two or three rounds.
Yeah.
Why not just go draft two of them since you guys, you know, suck at drafting quarterbacks?
Just throw two against the wall.
Right.
Believe it or not.
It's not a bad philosophy. I wouldn't go first and second round. But if you go first and third or fourth,
well,
why not?
Two pieces of history on this. Number one, the Washington then Redskins famously did this when they drafted. They traded up and drafted RG3. Mm-hmm. And then a few rounds later, drafted Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
So ultimately, the guy they picked later turned out to be their answer for a period of time. And the other thing that
he was their quarterback. They shouldn't have gotten rid of him.
Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
No, you're probably right. I mean, I don't know. If Jaden Daniels is healthy, I guess it all eventually worked out.
How many years after that is this?
No, I know.
That was 2012, dude.
A lot of Sam Howell and Heineke games.
How many years was it between Cousins to Daniels? 4 or 5 years? 3 or 4 years? Wasn't that long.
No.
Hasn't been that long. What, 10 years? Hasn't been 10 years. It's been like 5, 6 years.
He was drafted in 2012.
No, so, but I'm talking about when they moved on from him.
So they moved on in 2018?
2018.
18?
So it's been like 6 years between...
7 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's a long time. He'd be the guy in waiting for Jaden Daniels to take his job.
No, you're probably right about that.
Because he's still playing.
Yeah. He did 6 seasons without between.
That's a long time. I'll give you that. The other team that thought about doing this, and I have seen this documented in numerous places, is that when the Niners picked Alex Smith over Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers began to drop...
Yeah,
that if Rodgers was there with the first pick in the second round, they were considering taking him.
They should have done it.
Well, they never got the chance, in fairness.
But they should have moved up and done it.
That would have been badass.
Because Alex Smith was not. He didn't work out at the beginning, but then he was fine, but you would have moved on from him.
Well, look, I mean, Alex Smith ended up having a really nice NFL career. Right. But Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great.
You would have moved on from him.
Yeah. He would have ended up somewhere else quickly.
Right.
Yeah, John's joking and he's being a jerk, but he's not crazy with that opinion. That, and I kind of said that earlier about take a quarterback every year till you find the right guy,
right.
Which is why last year when they decided, well, we signed Justin Fields, we're good, to not draft the Shedeur Sanders when he dropped numerous times, to not consider Jackson Dart, who was right there at 7 in the first round.
Yeah.
Like, they should have brought a quarterback in. Right. Why the hell not? Just because you didn't nail it 1 year doesn't mean you won't nail it the year after. Let's go to Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, boys? How we doing?
All's well.
I gotta check in with my pumpkin boy, Sean, over there. How we doing?
I'm good. You just made me choke on water. With that.
You know, as I was kicking back on Sunday, enjoying my Daisy's French onion dip, watching the Colts go up and down the field 3 straight times, you know, I couldn't help but think of you, buddy, and still think the Colts aren't in the top 5.
For teams likely to win the Super Bowl? No.
That tone isn't necessary. They're a pretty good team.
I mean, they have the best record right now in the AFC. Can't you give them some respect?
No, I think the Colts are playing really good football. But the idea that in January the Colts are going to be in the same stratosphere playing football with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are coming on with Rashee Rice, I mean, take a lap and get serious.
The Indianapolis Colts currently have the best record in football.
That's great, and they should be proud of that.
So what our last caller is asking is that, I think it was a week ago, you did a Cinco de Five-O of teams... How did you phrase it?
The top 5 most likely Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I think what he's asking for is respect.
Okay, if you want my respect...
They're 6-1. No one's saying that you have to pick them to win the Super Bowl, but how about showing them some love?
So unlike Evan, who thinks in baseball, just get in, anything can happen, I do not believe that the Colts... you know what? This will be my caveat. They're a top 5 team if you're assuming some of these big quarterbacks in the AFC get hurt. Other than that, no, they have no shot to win the Super Bowl.
Now, the reason he says that is because he doesn't like Daniel Jones.
No, I like Daniel. Stop that. I was the one that liked him.
I have to play you audio of Daniel Jones. I don't know if you caught from Sunday. Badass.
What did he say?
Are you ready for this?
Let's hear it.
So Daniel Jones was being interviewed after the game and was asked basically about no one really thought this team was going to be any good.
Who the hell didn't think this team was going to be good? Are you serious?
You thought they were going to be good?
Of course I thought they were going to.
This good? 6-1?
They have a great offensive line. They have one of the better running backs in football, and they have a very good defense. For the last 2 years, they've been a quarterback away from being competent. And when they signed Daniel Jones, I said, they're going to be good.
Maybe you were right. I'm just saying in general, their over-under was 7.5. They were kind of considered a middling team.
Yeah, that's because people sleep on Shane Steichen. They think he's not a good coach.
Maybe you're right.
Shane Steichen was saddled with a horrific first-round draft pick at quarterback who doesn't know how to prepare and be an NFL quarterback. And so they struggled. And by the way, they almost made the postseason. So
yeah, they won 8 games last year.
What the hell are people talking about?
I think it was probably a lack of belief in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, but that's just them. That's hate on Daniel Jones. And that was unfair to them.
But that's not like just the... I can't say everybody because obviously you believed in the Colts. I'm sure some people did. Our last caller did. I guess the over-under just saying they're a 7.5 win team, like they're Super Bowl odds. Right. They weren't given a lot of respect. They weren't supposed to be bad by any stretch.
Fifth easiest schedule in the NFL.
And they won 8 games last year with Richardson as their quarterback.
Well, you guys are bashing poor Evan Washburn. I mean, it was just a guy asking a question. Evan Washburn, who shares my namesake, was literally asking. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to describe it anymore. Here's Evan's question, and listen to the badassness of Daniel Jones's answer, which I thought was really, really cool. Like, Daniel Jones was always a very quiet, humble guy here.
Yeah.
But you're about to hear a very different Daniel Jones. Take a listen.
Not that you care, but those of us on the outside, I think, are a little surprised at just how well this team is playing to start the season. What do we need to know about this group that maybe we didn't know going into the year?
I mean, I don't know. Sounds like y'all didn't know much, but we're just going to keep going, keep working, and we have a lot of confidence. I think we have a lot of good players.
It was quick, but y'all didn't know much. I thought that was badass. I couldn't imagine Daniel saying that here in New York.
I don't remember people saying this was going to be bad.
Not bad, probably more mediocre.
They won 8 games last year with a non-quarterback.
Yeah, Anthony Richardson started 11 of those games. Joe Flacco started the rest.
What am I missing, Sean?
Yeah,
there were people picking them to win the division for sure. Now, nobody thought they'd be 6-1.
They almost won it last year.
I get that maybe nobody thought they'd be the number one seed in the AFC.
Come on. This is Daniel Jones hate. So Evan should have just said, people didn't believe in you. Not the team, in you.
Oh, by the way.
Because Shane Steichen was a good coach last year. They won 8 games with a shell of a quarterback, and they still almost made the postseason.
Yeah.
They still almost won the division. And Daniel Jones, who's a good quarterback when he's healthy, joins them. I don't get that. It's not like you need a superstar to be your quarterback in order to make the postseason. Everybody has this dumb narrative that that's the way that you get there. It's not. You got to have good coaching and good depth, and most importantly, a good offensive line, which they do.
I just wanted to give DJ some credit for being a badass.
No,
that's all.
I'm annoyed by the question because he said it wrong.
Okay.
It's not. Nobody didn't know it. They didn't believe in you, Daniel Jones. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And that's people who don't know Daniel Jones.
And that would have been even more badass if Daniel's response to that was,
right,
well, y'all don't know me.
Right.
Also, the Colts did. Now, we thought all summer that he had the inside track. They did have a quarterback competition, so maybe also that muddied people's predictions, too, because we didn't even
really
have that settled.
No,
they at least entered August with one, though, Tiki.
No, they didn't really. It was over. I think in 2 weeks, it was over. They knew from jump it was over.
Right. And by the way, I agree with you, but at the beginning of August, when everybody's making predictions, at that time, from the outside, we weren't sure who was starting.
I got very nervous, because as Tiki is showing how pissed off he is,
it's just annoying that
respect
that question is annoying to me.
I went to my personal NFL prediction document that I created, like I'm doing for the NBA, to see, okay, was I right?
Yeah.
Can I tell you my Colts prediction?
You probably had them good.
Thank God. 9-8.
Yeah.
Phew.
And by the way, that's what I thought.
Okay.
They're going to win like 9, maybe 10 games. They won 8 the year before.
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, I think that maybe the surprise is if I thought they were a 9-win team, and you just said, yeah, I probably agree with that, 6-1 is a different pace than
that. Oh, it's surprising because they're...
Yes.
Who do they even lose to? Now I'm forgetting.
The Rams, I think, right?
Yes, they lost a wild, wacky game to the Rams where A.D. Mitchell dropped the ball.
That's
to one yard line.
Right. That's right.
But they also had
They should have won that game.
And they should have lost the Bronco game, so canceled out with the whole field goal thing.
Yeah, and they have beaten some bad... Like, listen to what they've done real quick. Beat Miami, they suck.
Mm-hmm.
Beat Denver, good win.
Right.
Crazy win. Beat Tennessee, they suck. Lose to the Rams. Beat the Raiders. Beat the Cardinals. And then this week, beat the Chargers. I look, beating the Chargers is a pretty good win on the
and
road.
That was a pretty solid win, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chargers made it somewhat interesting, but that game was away from the Chargers for a long time.
I think the surprise, just to defend Evan Washburn, is that not that we thought they would be bad, but that 6-1, best record in the NFL, possibility, real possibility, be to the number one seed in the AFC.
Right.
Like, that is legitimately on the table.
Agreed.
And look, I'm not arguing that the Chiefs aren't going to go in there and smoke them come January. They probably will. But I think if the Colts are sitting there with a first-round bye and home field advantage throughout, we'd have to admit that's a surprise.
I would agree with that.
That's where I think it is.
Here's where Sean is being massively hypocritical. Teague, would you agree that this Colts roster is better than the Giants team that made the playoffs with Daniel Jones?
Not even close, yeah.
Right. And Daniel Jones won a playoff game. So this idea, because I could already see the way Sean is setting this up on his chessboard, that Daniel Jones and the 12-win Colts are going to host a game in the wild card round and
they
lose.
They could win a game.
He's won a playoff game.
No.
Well, they can. He's won a playoff game already on the road with a lesser unit around him.
I'm the one that waved the flag for Daniel Jones that he
I think this is one of those things where you don't want to see your ex succeed.
Time out. There's a big difference between being a really good team that wins a playoff game and beating the likes of the Bills or Chiefs.
The Bills stink.
Playoff.
The Colts have a better team than the Bills. I got news for you. Way better. They just don't have a better quarterback. But as far as their roster, they're light years ahead of the Bills.
Bills might be overrated a little bit.
Horrible defense.
The caller said, are they one of the five teams I think will win the Super Bowl? They are still not there, and I still do not trust them to get through those.
If they get the number one seed in the AFC, which I think we all have to admit, based on their schedule, it's on the table.
Definitely on the table.
Will we actually go into the postseason and say, yeah, they got no shot?
No.
As a matter of fact, I think we'll look at some of those teams that play outdoors in the elements and go, they're licking their chops to play offense indoors.
Right.
No, but that's but you didn't answer the question. Like, if the Colts get the number one seed, they finish this regular season 13-4.
Well, sure. I mean, look, if
they are the I think the Titans would probably be a great comparison from a few years ago with Mike Vrabel and Ryan Tannehill of a number one seed that you look at and say, I don't know, but you have to give them a real shot to win a Super Bowl,
because
don't you?
The Bills seem flawed. New England is young and they're figuring it out. Pittsburgh, I guess, but. That's only if Aaron Rodgers is really on his game still. Denver is beatable. It's the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the team that you worry about. That would be the one team that you look at and say, Indy, I don't know if they could beat them.
But that, and that's the overall point that I think you at least have to meet us common ground on. If they get the number one seed, do they have a chance to win the Super Bowl? You just mocked me and said, this isn't baseball. Look, 11 of just get in.
Sure,
I didn't say just get in. I said if they get the number one seed.
I'll meet you at, I don't know what the next 10 weeks make, and I might change my opinion on the Colts. I'll meet you at a chance, sure, because, look, anything could happen, weird turnovers. I just think it is going to be highly unlikely many of us think they're beating the Chiefs and then beating the best NFC representative in the playoffs.
They haven't. Their defense hasn't been exposed. Their defense is good. It's just it's waiting to be exposed, I think.
Let's go to Joe on Long Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How's it going? You were talking about AI coaches before. I was going to say, if AI coaches would have existed like 15 years ago, then you probably would have seen Bill Belichick as the first guy to try and hack one of those systems.
Definitely. No doubt about it.
Definitely. And he probably would have been successful at it. He was very good at cheating. This is a big moment for our next caller because he gave himself a one-week timeout because his last call to us was so bad. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, put 30 seconds on the clock because he's got to earn his way back now. Ozzie in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzie?
What's up, Oz?
I'm taking all the L's from my disastrous last call.
It's all right. I'll make it better.
They're all here for you, Ozzie. I got them all.
I think he's holding the L's.
All the L's just for you, thanks, Ozzie.
All of them. All of them. I pledge never, ever to sing again. You have my word.
All right.
It's my bond.
All right.
I think Sean should do the same thing because his disjointed and horrible singing, you got to fight for the right for Darty, which never stuck and was never heard from again. He should pledge also to never sing again. What do you think?
Oz, every Giant game, I get people tweeting me the lyrics to that song. So I think it does have staying power.
Tiki.
Yeah, it was pretty poorly delivered, though.
Tiki, you remember when he delivered it and you were like, I don't know if Darty stuck in there and it's kind of like, oh, remember that?
I do. The delivery was needed work. The
lyrics, it was just
he can get a writing credit. He can't get the singing credit, though.
Yeah, I think that's what I'll also give myself, but I'll never do it again. And at least with my Toronto spanking that Yankee can, I at least delivered because they were down 0-2 losing the first two at home when I disastrously sang that song. At least I delivered to all Yank fans, you're welcome, Sean, Don Mattingly to the World Series because they went on to rally and win the series after I sang that song.
All right, so there you go. Thank you. Donnie says thank you. He'll send a letter.
And then I just want to go on record for little Tommy boy back there. It's a horrible matchup for him. My only NBA prediction is if my Atlanta Hawks, who nobody cares about, meet Tommy's dysfunctional Rick's Knicks, I am taking him out in the playoffs. Garen darn teed.
There's a lot of people that are very high on the Atlanta Hawks as one of those emerging Eastern Conference teams. Mm-hmm. I do not share that view. I just don't. Now, I admit that Trae Young, for whatever reason, gets up for playing against the Knicks, even though he has a losing record against the Knicks.
He's 11-18 in his career against the Knicks.
I know, I'm prefacing.
And some of that was when Derrick Rose was the best player in a playoff series.
I'm just prefacing that That is true, but it does feel like he brings his best at the Knicks. But I wouldn't be scared of them. Like, to me, the rising Eastern Conference team, I'd be more, not scared, but more skeptical of possibly giving me a fight is the Orlando Magic.
Really?
And I don't think Atlanta's scared.
I think they still need another superstar. The Pistons are over the Hawks in my mind, too.
Pistons are taking a big step back.
They have, and they didn't get another superstar. They lost Hardaway, and they lost
Beasley. It's not about superstars. They took a step back.
Yeah, they don't have Hardaway and Beasley.
Yeah. I think the Pistons are taking a big step back this year. That's another preview of my NBA predictions, Steak.
Nice.
Jalen like Johnson one? Healthy.
Can't wait to hear this at 6 o'clock.
I know. You're excited. What?
Jalen Johnson healthy.
I like Jalen Johnson. Dyson. He missed half the season last year.
I know he's back. They added Kennard to shoot the three.
You're Dyson buying the Hawks?
We have a segment at 6 o'clock coming. That's all we know.
Wow. You're going to pick the Hawks to go to the finals? You don't have the balls.
Okay.
You don't have the guts.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll find out. I look forward to that. And not only that, for anyone out there who's saying, oh, crap, basketball season starts today, I forgot. Like, I forgot who's on whose roster. Coming up shortly, a game we whip out every few months. It's called New Team Who Dis, where we go around the room, name some basketball players, and you got to remind yourself, what new team is that guy on? New Team Who Dis, including the theme song. I can't wait to hear New Team Who Dis again. That's coming up a little bit later on. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Here is a nice, quick, fun way to get you ready for the NBA season. It's a game that we've trademarked here around Evan and Tiki before a football season starts, before a baseball season starts, and now before the NBA season starts. It's a game called New Team Who Dis. And it's got its very own theme song, which I haven't heard in months, and I can't wait to hear it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Evan and Tiki Band, play that hit.
New Team Who Dis. New team who dis.
New team who dis.
New team who dis.
New team who dis. So here's how it works.
New team who dis.
Quite frankly, Tommy knows too much basketball, so he will control the correct and incorrect answers. I will name you some NBA players, some very prominent, and they are on new teams this year. So you tell me the new team they're on. And the beauty of this game is it's educational. Because if you're listening at home, you're probably going to say, holy crap, I totally forgot that.
I didn't know that either.
Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
So, Sean, you and Tiki battling it out.
Let's go.
And Tommy's getting tested because based on if he plays, you're wrong, right? That'll be the proof.
Well, I technically don't have a you're right, so I could just voice it myself.
Okay, you voice you're right, and you got the famous you're wrong.
You're wrong.
All right. Let's start it off with Miles Turner. What team is Miles Turner on? Formerly the Indiana Pacers.
The Pistons?
You're wrong.
Milwaukee Bucks.
You're right.
Very good. Shawnee off to a good start. Kevin Love.
Kevin Love? He's still playing?
It's the best answer possible. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to stare you down when I say this. You're not going to get the answer. That's how I'll say it. You can try.
The L.A. Clippers.
You're wrong.
Sure, Tommy, do you know the answer?
Bro, when you said Kevin, I expected Durant to come out of your mouth. Kevin Love? The Wayans brothers? Is more?
I honestly
How's
thought
Kevin
he
Love
retired.
Still?
I felt like he retired.
I know where he's playing only because of the jokes that were made when he went there.
Go ahead.
Utah Jazz.
The Utah Jazz is correct. Very good. All right, fine. Kevin Durant.
Oh, Rockets.
There you go.
You're right.
Got to get some victories in there. Brandon Ingram, mini Kevin Durant, formerly with the New Orleans Pelicans. Brandon Ingram, famously in the Anthony Davis trade years ago. Brandon Ingram.
I don't know, Sean, do you know?
I don't, but I'm going to guess.
You're an embarrassment.
Go ahead.
No, not you, Tiki. Sean Morash, you're a fraud, and you're an embarrassment.
Wait, Brandon Ingram's on the Nets?
You're wrong.
He faced the Nets. You didn't watch Nets Raptors. Where were you?
No, I didn't. Thanks for giving me the answer. It's the Raptors.
Raptors.
The answer is the Toronto Raptors.
Hey, there you go. I'm right.
Former Net, Brook Lopez.
Why do I feel like all these guys retired? Chicago Bulls.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
So, I want to be fair. I'm bringing up bigger names for those in the audience that are like, I wouldn't know who DeAndre Ayton is, even though he is kind of a big
DeAndre
name.
DeAndre Ayton's a big name.
Okay, DeAndre Ayton.
Clippers.
You're wrong.
That was a good guess, though.
You're close.
You're close.
Right. Lakers, obviously.
You're right.
The Los Angeles Lakers. Just to answer the Brook Lopez.
Wasn't he on the Lakers?
What was
and
that?
Then, and then not.
DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah.
No, no. He was drafted and then traded. He was on Phoenix. He was on Portland. And now he's with the Lakers.
And your first answer would have worked for Lopez.
Brooke Lopez is with the Los Angeles Clippers. Are you ready for the next one? Former Knick legend. Yeah, clearly. You guys are not ready for the NBA season.
I'm doing well here.
Tommy, is Sean doing well right now?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's doing all right. Although I do hear a keyboard sound here, but yeah.
Oh, come on!
You could go...
No, I didn't say you were cheating. I just hear a keyboard every time Evan talks. But that's
here's your keyboard sound. Episode description: John and Maspeth has an idea that may actually make sense for the Jets.
You knew Kevin Love was on Utah because, quote, the jokes. But that's fine. You looked it up. That's okay.
May I ask you what the jokes were about Kevin Love going to Utah? Know.
Why was it?
What was that funny?
White guys in Utah.
Oh,
it was like they're accumulating white people.
Gotcha. Okay. Earlier in the show, Tommy mentioned Tim Hardaway Jr. not being on the Detroit Pistons. Well, what team is Tim Hardaway Jr. on now? This game is very tough.
No idea.
You're wrong.
None.
The Spurs?
You're wrong.
I thought you had it when you said none. The answer is the Nuggets. The Nuggets. Big Al Horford. Guys, dealt with him last year. Not anymore. What team is Big Al Horford on now?
Bulls.
You're wrong.
Did he go back to the Sixers?
You're wrong.
He's on the Golden State Warriors.
Very good, Tommy. Oh. Kristaps Porzingis.
Hawks. You're right.
Very good. Bradley Beal. Remember him?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Stinks.
Again, he's another guy I thought was out of the league. He's on the Sixers.
You're wrong.
Did he go to the Clippers?
Yes, you're right.
Very good. I think the game is over. It was tough.
I had no idea for most of those guys because they're all 35 plus.
I honestly don't think you got one right.
I did get one.
Which one did you get?
Kevin Durant.
You did? Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to a brand new edition of New Team Who Dis.
New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis. New Team Who Dis.
I love this game.
New Team Who Dis.
It's very educational.
New Team Who Dis.
because you forget. Like, I'm going to watch tonight. I'm going to be like, holy crap, yeah. That's right. The Rockets did gut their team for Kevin Durant.
I just can't believe I was better at that than the football and baseball one every time we do it.
You know what the reason is? Less players, maybe?
Yeah,
maybe.
For sure.
Maybe. That's weird. Yeah.
Well, football, when someone moves, you kind of hear about it. But basketball, you don't hear about it.
Well, the problem is...
or at least I don't, because I completely check out of NBA as soon as the playoffs end.
Well, here's the problem. And this is the issue I think the NBA has. And I love basketball.
Yeah.
It's literally seconds after the NBA finals. Like, the finals are over, yeah. And it's boom free agency, and it's late June, early July, mm-hmm. And people are on vacation.
Right.
And then there's a long-ass offseason. I almost think the NBA should push the offseason back to August 1st.
Yeah.
Give the summer, let it digest, and then boom, get all those crazy moves in August.
Can't do it.
Why not?
Because that's the moment training camp starting football takes over.
They still wouldn't hear about it. You'd still be invisible.
So July 15th, is that what we have to agree to?
Yes.
I think so.
Just push it back a few weeks.
Right.
Let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Chris is in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing this afternoon?
All's good.
Good, man. What's up?
So, look, I've been thinking about this because I'm a thinker, right? So there's a positiveness that could happen with both the Giants and the Jets. Okay? I happen to be a Bills fan, and my guts are dropping right now because I just don't think we're there, just like everybody else. I agree. However, I like watching the Giants. The reason why I like watching the Giants win or lose is because what Jackson Dart is doing for that team, it's like I want to see what's going on with Cam Scottaboo. I want to see that play made. You know, I'm motivated to watch that.
I agree with you.
And the thing about it is that when it comes to the Jets, you know, I played fantasy football for years, and we don't draft Jets because you're not going to make any points off them.
Well,
and I hate to say that. You know, sorry, Evan. But what I think would be a great motivational factor is the Met. You know, the Jet. I've been a stadium builder. I built stadiums from 2004 to 2007. I worked on some major projects. A huge motivational factor is get the Jets their own home.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, God.
Now, listen, guys.
Preaching to the choir here, bro. No kidding.
No, listen. And I want to be realistic about this because I actually got to witness this, which was amazing. And that was, you know, you're giving the fans a home. Go to Corona Park. I mean, it's a wasteland anyway. They're going to build casinos. So, look, Kansas City and the Royal Stadium are right side by side. The tunnels connect each other.
Chris, I love you. No, literally. I love your point. I agree with you. I've said a lot on the radio about the Jets getting their new home and getting an identity. Woody Johnson is showing zero interest in that.
Yeah, and the Giants don't want to leave.
Well, the Giants, forget about it. I mean, I think they are a New Jersey-based football team. I know they have a history in New York, too, and it doesn't even go back that much shorter than the Jets leaving. But I think the Giants' move to New Jersey is successful, and it's Giants Stadium, no matter what you call it. I think it's the Jets who always feel like second-class citizens. It's very difficult when you're the Mets, the Islanders, the Devils, the Nets, the Jets. We are second-class citizens. The only way to break through and never surpass the top guy, but to really break through and have your own identity is to be in your own arena or stadium.
Yeah.
So you have your own personality.
I agree.
The LA Clippers, it took them a while. They used to share an arena with the Lakers, Staples Center. It was a joke. They could never be their own franchise until they broke through. And unfortunately, the Jets are in that shadow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's interesting because in L.A., the Chargers are also in that shadow with the Rams.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, it's only because the Rams won a Super Bowl and they have an exciting team and a head coach right now. But the Chargers might be able to break through because of Jim Harbaugh. So it's really about finding the right head coach and then getting the right pieces on the team. Justin Herbert, Ladd McConkey, whoever, just the names that are on that team, they're interesting right now, but they still have to win. And if the Jets win and get interesting players, we'll care about them.
But you know what I've noticed, and I heard it with a few of the callers today, I heard it with talking to the people in the ballpark on Sunday, the stadium on Sunday, most people coming from Long Island. This is still a Long Island football team.
No, you're right.
And so think about
that. That's what makes it worse.
Yeah.
Because you go all the way to New Jersey and watch a terrible problem.
Well, it's they belong in Queens, or they belong on Long Island. And we could say it every once in a while on the radio. I know the Jets have opt-outs every 5 years. There is zero sign that ownership shares that interest, especially with the new training facility.
Right.
Not even that new anymore, but relatively new training facility in Florham Park.
Yeah.
Now, couple things.
I mean, it's great, too.
It is. It's very nice. Couple of things. Sean Payton took a shot at Russell Wilson. Now, for those that didn't hear the shot, let's take a listen. Here is Sean Payton, head coach of the Denver Broncos, former head coach of Russell Wilson, taking an unnecessary shot at Russell Wilson.
I have a ton of respect for that organization. I spent four of my early years there, coordinating Super Bowl, first game in this stadium before 9/11, close with the Mayor Tisch family. And, you know, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mayer not too long ago, and I said we were hoping that that change would have happened long after our game.
That is a shot. You're complimenting Jackson Dart, but you're also saying, man, I wish we faced Russell Wilson. You're laughing at that shot, right? That's a rough one.
That's an awesome one, though.
I bring that up because Russell Wilson has responded. Mm. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
You like that shot.
That's only because I love Sean Payton.
I know. It's just
he's my guy.
Was that necessary?
No, what's perfect about
he made
it
made my career. So yeah,
I respect that.
It is what it is.
The key to a good shot is by praising somebody where you could throw your hands up and go, that was all about praising Jackson
Dart.
Yeah,
he didn't even mention Russell Wilson.
Exactly.
I know, but
that's
obvious.
The key to that.
So Russell, when did Sean make this comment, by the way?
Post game.
So this was Sunday night he made the comment. Okay. Today, within 9 minutes of right now, Russell Wilson has taken a Twitter to respond, which makes me think either he didn't know about it for a whole day and a half, or
which is probably the case,
or he needed time to think of a witty retort. Are you ready for Russ's retort?
Yes, what he said.
What do you think his retort should be before I read
don't think
what
he
did?
Should respond to it at all. Who cares? So go ahead.
Classless, but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Cool eyes emoji, laughing emoji, hashtag let's ride, laughing emoji.
Let's ride.
Are you sure that's Russell Wilson?
Yes.
No, it's 100% him.
Yes, it is. Mm. With his 5.3 million followers.
And that's the shade emoji.
Oh, like shades on eyes, like I'm too cool for school emoji. Classless, but not surprised. And then this one, which must have been written by some speechwriter, didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. What do you think of that response?
I don't really care. It's entertaining to me because that's all it is. What does it mean? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's one of those like controversies that really don't involve,
right,
if you're a Giant fan, Giant fans, because you don't care about, you don't even like Russell Wilson. I don't mean you. I mean Giant fans. You have no attachment to
him. It's not liking him. I'm giving Russell Wilson some credit here. Over the last 4 weeks, he's been nothing but silent, and like you see him on the sideline, he's been just a good backup. Right. I actually have respect for him the way he's handled himself.
Agreed. But
so I don't have a problem with him going back at Sean Payton. That's your fight. Go ahead.
I know it wasn't you.
It's not our fight. It's not a Giant fight.
I know it wasn't you doing this, but last week when Jackson Dart went in the medical tent, you literally booed this man off the field. Hmm. So obviously you don't love Russell
Wilson.
Hey guys,
Russell here.
He threw one pass.
I'm just saying, the fans booed him off the field.
Well, because the pass was, it was an Uncle Rico pass.
Okay, so you don't like Russell Wilson. It's okay.
No. I just don't want Russell Wilson playing. I like Russell Wilson, like the backup guy.
He's a great dude, and he's still the captain.
Right. And he might be a great influence on Jackson Dart. 100%. I have no idea.
All right, there you go.
You're trying to make something out of it. The issue is Giant fans don't care.
Oh, that's what I said.
Absolutely don't care.
No, I told you, Giant fans for the most part don't have any affinity one way or the other. I'm just saying when he said I don't hate Russell Wilson, I'm like, well, Giant fans boot him, so you have an emotion towards him.
They just don't want to see him play.
Yeah, and I don't think you care about Sean Payton versus Russell Wilson because it was such a short period in time.
What was it? 10 games?
Yeah,
12 games.
It was quick.
Yeah.
It was quick. That time in Denver, you almost forget existed. Nate Hackett, Sean Payton, then he's gone.
But he broke character here too, Russ.
What?
I said Russell Wilson broke character.
That's why I asked if it was actually him and not some.
Because did he clap back at Richard Sherman or Tony Gonzalez when they were mouthing off about him? I mean, I feel like he didn't, and that was like worse than what Sean Payton said.
That was much worse.
So
Sean didn't even mention his name.
It was passive aggressive what Payton said.
Yes, yes, he was saying I would have rather have had Russell than Jackson Dart in this game.
Yeah. That's so why do you think he was so annoyed by that and not anyone else?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe because he doesn't really know Sean Payton. He only was with him for a season.
Yeah, it was quick.
Whereas Richard Sherman
he had success
was
with
teammate for a long time and they had success together.
That could be more of a love-hate thing too.
Yeah,
because Richard Sherman, in his deep in his soul, knows he probably doesn't have wins without Russ, and Russ knows I don't have success without Richard. They kind of need each other.
I think Russell Wilson also just showed us he's a human being, not a robot.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, and saying the right thing all the time.
Yeah, like you were bothered. Like you just showed us you were annoyed. Good for you.
Yeah, he was pissed off. Took him 2 days to write that bounty line. Hmm. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jode?
What's happening, Evan? You know, I love you guys. Evan, you don't have a bigger fan than me. I'm a huge Mets fan, Jets fan, and Knicks fan. But, and Tiki, you're the best. When it comes to the Knicks, you don't hold much water because last year you referred to us, and I'm one, as well as a Jet and Mets fan, as whiny little bitches. So once you do that, it kind of falls away. But anyway, it doesn't matter what you do, Evan. I buy your books, your T-shirts, whatever you're selling, nice. I'm buying.
You're very, take very nice, today. Jody. Thank we appreciate you, Jody. It. Here's the deal with the Knicks as we start a new basketball season. And I think it's always good to be open and honest. I don't like you, but I will talk fairly about you. Yes. Let's go Knicks.
And especially because they're one of the favorites in the East.
Well, I happen to think they're a really good team. And I remember last year when half you guys were jumping off the fan base bandwagon in the middle of February, I was the one who had to calm you down and say losses against the Celtics in February doesn't mean a damn thing.
Right. So especially in basketball.
Yeah. Sometimes, and look, it's the beauty of New York. We have an eclectic mix of teams. And so we get emotional as fans. Everyone at this radio station will get very emotional around the New York Knicks. And it's a great thing to listen to because we have some great diehard fans who work here. I ain't going to give you any emotion. I'm going to tell you like it is. And a lot of times, that's probably going to be more accurate.
Let's go Knicks.
It's just the reality. And I say that all the time about even the teams I love. Like, I'm emotional when it comes to the Jets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need Tiki Barber or Sal Licata to explain reality to
me. To calm you down.
To calm me down because you can have...
Make you a rational human being and sports fan as opposed to this chaotic, crazy Joe Beningo influence maniac.
You're right. I think that's the thing as sports fans.
Right.
That's the thing. So when it comes to the Knicks, I can't wait for a brand new season. As you know, I'm a loyal Knicks season ticket holder. Yeah. Let's go Knicks.
You're going to make a lot of money this year.
I'm going to make a lot of... I'm also going to go. I can't wait. I got my list of games I'm going to go to, be hanging out on the bridge, because here's the bottom line. I love this sport. I'm so excited for basketball to come back. I'm one of the losers who loves the regular season. I don't believe the game has gotten worse. You're going to hear people tell you that. It's BS. The game of basketball, watch this, is better than it's ever been. Mm. That's how I feel.
It's entertaining, for sure.
It's a hell of a lot more entertaining than Hand Check Central in 1997. So I love the sport, and I'm going to try my hardest to be honest. But I'm not going to lie to you. Of course I don't like the Knicks, and I'm rooting for your failures.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.